Russia's Prime Minister Mikhail Kozhnyov met with President Bush today in advance of a U.S.-Russian summit to be held in Moscow and St. Petersburg in May. Both sides are still debating whether to draft a formal agreement on nuclear arms cuts. The Russians want it. But they do agree on the need to end a Cold War-era trade restriction. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
President Bush made a pledge to President Vladimir Putin at their last meeting. He said he would ask Congress to release Russia from the so-called Jackson-Vanik Amendment as a precondition for granting the Russians most favored nation trade status on a permanent basis. The man who took up President Bush's challenge was Congressman Tom Lantos, a Hungarian-born Jew who fled the Nazis and a longtime human rights advocate. The California Democrat spent years supporting Jackson-Vanik, an amendment that tied trade privileges to free immigration. Now Lantos has written legislation to have the amendment lifted.
Jackson-Vanik achieved its purpose. It is probably the single most successful human rights legislation in American history. And the late Senator Scoop Jackson and Congressman Charlie Vanik deserve enormous credit.
Those two men drafted the 1974 legislation, which Lantos explains was originally intended to force the Soviets to grant exit visas to Jews.
As we speak, well over a million former Soviet citizens are currently living freely in the state of Israel. So it's a phenomenal success.
But the Jackson-Vanik Amendment went beyond the issue of Soviet Jews. It forces Congress to look at a broad range of human rights conditions before giving normal trade status to ex-communist states. Russia has consistently passed its semi-annual congressional reviews. Many in Washington find the whole process outdated, while Moscow sees it as humiliating. Prime Minister Mikhail Kozhnyov used a speech to business leaders here last week to complain about what he called a relic of the Cold War, and he raised concern that some members of Congress still think trade status should be linked to human rights.
We hope that these echoes from the past will not prevent removing this obvious anachronism in our bilateral relations.
Some members of Congress and the Bush administration, meantime, want to move even further on Jackson-Vanik, graduating not only Russia, but other former Soviet republics. That has Elizabeth Anderson of Human Rights Watch worried.
Jackson-Vanik was one of the elements of U.S. policy toward the Soviet Union that codified the U.S. government's distaste for repressive policies. And to remove Jackson-Vanik is to acknowledge that there is change in that part of the world. Unfortunately, though we'd like to think a lot of things have changed in the last 10 years, we don't see that in many of these countries.
She cites the repressive regimes of Turkmenistan and Uzbekistan. Congressman Lantos admits it will be a tough decision to graduate Uzbekistan from Jackson-Vanik. The country is providing a base for the U.S. operation in neighboring Afghanistan. At the same time, Uzbekistan's authoritarian leader continues to raise alarms, most recently by pushing through a referendum extending the presidential term. For now, Lantos's bill deals only with Russia. Human Rights Watch fears further decisions to graduate states from Jackson-Vanik may simply boil down to who's being cooperative in the war on terrorism. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.